You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but and call him a baby, 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 baby.
What were you saying about driving and smoking?
I'm always afraid. Like, I like smoking with people, like, in general. Like, I don't mind smoking, like, by myself, but it's something about smoking with somebody else that just feels a lot better. But, like, when I'm driving, I be hyper, like, cognizant, and I'm always, like, nervous. So, like, if I'm with somebody, I know, like, I'm a little more like, okay, I can't get too high because I got somebody else's life with me. By myself, I'd be like, okay, now, bitch, you in the other lane. Bitch, I'd be paranoid. I'd be seeing the car drive a little too close. It don't be going right. And so I just, like, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, sometimes I do get a little, like, you know, ooh, bitch, act like you're operating a vehicle right now. And I've told this story on the podcast before, but we get new listeners all the time, so I'm going to tell it again. I think I told you. I feel like I probably have, because this is hilarious to me. Anyway, I was driving home high one night, and hold on. I'm trying to pull up the song because I want y'all to get what I'm saying.
Get the full impact.
Wow, I still have... So I have iTunes. I don't really use iTunes, or I mean, they don't even call it iTunes in the world. What you call it?
Apple Music.
But you know, any album you've ever purchased is still yours. So I just realized I still have like all of the pink print here, and oh, it's so nice.
Memories. How many plays one of the songs got?
Huh?
How many plays do one of the songs have?
Oh, I don't know how to see that. I don't know what that does.
Oh, dang.
But anyway, I can't pull a song up right now, and it's blowing me because I don't even remember what album it's on. But it's a Nicki song. Why I can't remember? Masquerade. Which album is that on? Is that on the Pink Print or
the one with the splatter?
Roman Reloaded.
The one with the splatter.
Roman Reloaded.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was driving home high as fuck one night, minding my business. That song comes on, and if you know at the beginning of that song, it's like a. So I thought somebody was blowing their horn at me, and I swerved really hard, and yeah.
I no one there. Hate that song.
But me.
You had me.
What?
You had me play that song in the car when you was out here, and I was like, it's a good time song. But I was just like, even when the album first came out, I was like, skip, and I still skip it.
Why? How dare you disrespect one of her best pop songs?
I like pop Nicki, except for like, she's been doing a lot more singing lately, and I really don't like that. Like, it's like on every song. It's like, you know, like when somebody make a dish and they're like, I'm going to sprinkle some parsley on it. It's like, girl, you can leave that parsley off that perfectly fine dish. I don't need it.
But, so I'm assuming you're referring to her song with Uzi.
Yeah. Love that verse. Love that verse. Wait.
I think the singing was appropriate because Uzi is singing the whole song as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. I just
she be matching the vibes.
She do, but it's just like every fuck, like it's like it can be a song where it's not even, you know, like Azealia Banks had that thing where she be like da 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 bop bop da ba da bop bop da do, and then she be like ba da 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 da, and like she like, girl, you didn't have to put that jazz scat on there, bitch. You could have left that off, but it's just like a thing they like right now. So does she like she keep pushing it? Stop trying to make fetch happen. Just rap, bitch.
You are going to jail. Well, I really was trying to pull up the song, but I don't have energy. I'm too high.
Did you hear it? I was playing it.
Oh, Masquerade?
Yeah, I was playing. Wait, I restarted.
Just play the first few seconds for the listener. Imagine hearing that when you high as fuck. Your senses all turned up and shit. Everything tingling, you like hyper aware. That is a very alarming sound. To be driving on the road and you just fucking hear that out of nowhere, bitch. I thought I was about to die.
You thought you was on your way out of there. That's fucking funny. That's alarming.
Speaking of Nicki Minaj, I just want y'all to cut out the revisionist history when it comes to Onika Tanya, okay? That's all I'm gonna say, because the girls want to get on their podcast and they want to say that Cardi B bust open this wide lane for female rappers. What do you think about that? Because I have opinions, but I, 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 I don't have a popular opinion, I don't think. Do you think Cardi B bust? What do you think of Cardi B's relationship to her influence on female rap? That's a good way to phrase that question.
This is such a setup. This is a setup. This is like...
It's a setup for both of us because...
No, this is a setup.
Because it's not just tell your truth. Everybody else want to get on their podcast and lie, so let's do it.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
I believe...
Go ahead, say it. Say it with your chest.
Oh my God, I'm about to go down in flames for this. Like this is literally gonna make Nicki Minaj block me forever on every pod or everywhere for the rest of my life.
What the fuck you gotta say?
But I honestly believe Nicki Minaj opened a lot of doors that were dormant for a long time. It's like when, okay, I'll put it in wrestling terms. Ha ha ha. When they brought back like the women's championship and Sable had it, and then it was just like nowhere, and it was just like floating around, and then like later on they reinvigorated it and made it so much better and so much more than just Sable and Jacqueline wrestling for it. They eventually had Lita and Trish and Ivory and Jazz. They had all these other women who,
oh my gosh, I can't believe I know all those names. Those are my girls.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm going to say
Trish Stratus was my number one.
And wait, girl. But listen, she is back and she is bomb. At she looks like I wish, like, and her wigs be on point. She got a white ass hairstylist be whipping her shit.
I take that back. China was always my number one girl. Trish Stratus was number two. I think Lita was number three, and Stephanie McMahon was number four for me. And what was the black girl name?
Jacqueline or Jazz? One of the two.
I think Jacqueline. I think Jacqueline was like WWF, big ass titties. Right? That was like WWF.
Mm-hmm.
I think if that's who I'm talking about, yeah, I remember them just being always. I would always like super tune in, but like. On a low though, because I ain't want my mama to get no thoughts. I was just acting like I'm not so interested in watching these girls fight, but I really am.
That was the best part. Anyway, they have a little cat fight. Yes. So
yeah.
So like it was like something that was around, but then it got better over time. And I feel like Nicki Minaj opened a lot of doors. She laid the foundation for rap that is now, like the women's side of rap that is now. Because without her, there wouldn't be a need for all these other women. There wouldn't be a need. Like there wouldn't be labels creating a Cardi and creating all these other artists to try to take down the Nicki Minaj, because that is a thing. That's not a thing, because these labels are, they wanted to create a Nicki Minaj and then they created a Cardi. And the only difference between Nicki and Cardi literally is the fact we saw Nicki's rap career grow up in front of us, and then we learned who she was. We learned who Cardi was. And then we was able to grow with Cardi as we saw, like, not only knew who she was, but we, like, learned her rap. We learned who, like, it matched. And it was, like, it was congruent. It just made sense. And I feel like people have an attachment to Cardi that's more emotional than anything else, which is why they will always try to upraise her, because it's, like, we saw her make it. And Nicki Minaj is, like, when people really started getting in tune with Nicki Minaj, like, it's not like everybody was watching her rap battles, because they weren't. Everybody started getting in tune with Nicki Minaj really, like, when she signed with Young Money. And so once she signed with Young Money, it was like, okay, we know Nicki as a superstar already, and everybody loves to see a superstar fall. Another thing that's working against Nicki is always, like, how she's perceived. And so it's like, if you're not, like, a super bar or anything like that, like, you'll overread into everything she does. And she also feels like she doesn't need to explain anything. She doesn't feel the need to, like, say, like, why. Like, she feel like, I'm queen. And she rightfully should feel like that. I feel like she shouldn't have to explain herself to nobody. But I feel like those times she does explain herself, I feel like it's not only her explaining herself, it's her going back and checking everything else and checking everyone else. And it's just like, sis, stick to the script. I know you got PR, stick to the script. And so it just, like, damn, it makes her unlikable to people who, like me, got an emotional connection to, like, a Cardi. So
Well, in terms of rap, I think that Cardi B, this is not as harsh as it sounds. So relax. I already know. But I'm saying this as delicately as I can. Uh-oh. Cardi B made it possible
for
a lot more girls to get in the game and get a number one off some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not scared of Barty Gang, but I really don't want y'all saying nothing to me. All I'm saying is, when Nicki was in the game, and by the way, there were other female rappers who were out at the same time as Nicki. We had Dej Loaf. We gonna count Krayshawn for the sake of my point.
Iggy.
We had Iggy. Iggy really was like the precursor to Cardi B. For some reason, Iggy didn't have the staying power like in mainstream, but I was still streaming her shit even after they wasn't playing it on the radio. I love Iggy.
She does her shit, yeah. Iggy's cold.
What I'm saying is, when Nicki was in a game, it was more so about everybody was like focused on the skill thing.
Yeah.
Now the tables have turned because you have somebody like a Cardi B who came in the game, and Bodak Yellow was a bop. But would that be something that somebody would consider like lyrical? No, it was a fun song. She had some bars, and everybody was invested in the fact that this little girl from the Bronx came and changed her entire life, and now she has a number one record.
Can I put a question? Okay, quick question. Do you also feel like the state of rap in general has changed from what it was to what it is now? And that can also be a factor in all this.
And that's exactly what I'm getting to. So when I said bullshit, I'm not just calling like Cardi B's music bullshit. What I'm saying is the rules just began to change. They just started letting anybody rap. And so everybody started rapping. Girl get a hit here, girl get a hit there. And that's not the problem. But in terms of the skill, the mindset of the listener changed, because don't nobody want to hear a rap that they got to decipher in the club. They want to hear these expensive, these is red bottles. They want to hear simple shit. They want to hear something they can repeat easily. Like, nobody's really concerned about who's writing the shit no more. So when I say Cardi B opened, she kind of like opened the floodgates. I will give her that, but it wasn't because, you know, she was like this lyrical, skilled female rapper who was writing all of her things, and it made other female rappers want to do the same.
So basically, because
it's a lot of trash that follow Cardi B.
She's the madam. Are you saying she's the madam of mediocrity?
What I'm saying is, y'all, this is no shade, because I say all the time, like my auntie Wendy, I am an equal opportunity hater. I like what I like and I don't like what I don't like. I like her songs, but I don't like that I can't trust her as a writer. That to me is an important thing as a listener, because I came up on writers, i.e. Nicki Minaj. I came up on, even though, you know, Lil' Kim allegedly wasn't writing all of her stuff, like her last album, her fifth album, was like the best shit I had ever heard in my life. So I come from people who can really rap. So my opinion on how Cardi B changed the game is different in that aspect. Because she did open the floodgates. It just made it easier for everybody to just do the bare minimum and get a whole lot of praise. It just keeps getting worse. I'm not trying to say bad things.
But also, I also think another thing that Cardi B did that Nicki Minaj was not doing good at the time was Cardi really introduced like a kind of like, Nicki was starting to get over into her pop bag a lot more. And then here comes Cardi, and she's doing like a mixture of not only pop, she's doing like rap, but now she's also introducing choreography. She can actually like dance and move around. And then also like her stage presence, like honestly, like another thing that I really fuck with, and this gonna sound like I'm Barty Gang. I ain't Barty Gang. But also another thing,
I can't tell.
Another thing that she does that like Her stage presence is unmatched. I can watch a Cardi B concert back to back to back to back to back, and I'm gonna have a good ass time. Like, it's just like, it's just something about her in general. Like, I know everybody be like, she ain't writing that shit. She don't, her brain ain't that smart.
Yeah, but that's just a certain group of people who care about that. Like, that's not, yeah. But that's the whole thing though. Like, the culture is not on that no more. The culture don't care. The culture don't give a fuck who the queen of rap is. You know, I've had children in my family that say Cardi B is better than Nicki Minaj. Did it hurt my feelings? Yes, because I didn't raise y'all like that. But at the same time, it's like...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How can I expect them to think differently? I don't know.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Are you officially coming out as an OG Barb on the podcast right now? Are you unveiling your Barb card to the world?
I was never hiding. Everybody know I'm a Barb since day one.
So they know that
since before anybody was like. We can take it all the way back. I've been listening to Nicki Minaj since 2008, okay?
Me too.
Faithfully. No.
Why I don't count?
Because you're lying.
No, I was not lying. I'm for real.
If I spit a bar right now, can you complete it?
I'm pretty sure I could. Let's do it.
It's Minaj, little mama. Get a taste of this hot sauce.
Coming at you like grits in the back costs.
Blocked. So at the end of the day, all I'm saying is, and by the way, somebody on Threads yesterday was like, what's your favorite Nicki Minaj verse? It's her encore verse, the second one. Look what you made me do. Do what I came for you. Do what I paid my dues that I would aim for you straight from the streets to Queens, and yet it seems. Okay. We ain't gonna get into all that, but just know. Just know, I studied a writer. In regards to your little comment about choreo, Nicki was doing choreo before the girls was even having other records to perform. And I don't give a fuck what you say. You can go look at her AMA performance of Turn Me On is one of my favorite like choreo moments.
And you know,
Anaconda, the girl, Anaconda was giving you girls.
What was Nicki Minaj's first VMA performance song?
It was Check It Out. I don't even know why you would even try to test me like that. Like I wouldn't know that answer. And she was on the pre-show stage.
Okay, you better know. You better drop some facts.
And now the girl got more VMAs than your girl. So all I want to say to y'all,
I don't have a girl. I am. Hey, listen, y'all.
Let's just keep everything in perspective. Cardi B is no slack, but she's also really not Nicki Minaj. Let's stop bringing them two together. It doesn't make sense. It's never gonna happen. They tried to make it happen.
I think it's weird.
Weird what?
Nothing.
What's weird?
I think we should have an unbiased platform where we praise all rappers as equal. Cardi B.
Oh, we can be unbiased, but I can also tell y'all that I am biased towards Nicki Minaj. But I can also give the girls their things when they need them.
Okay, that's fair.
I like all the female rap. There's really not a female rapper I don't like right now. I like them all.
You like Chica?
That is a gutter snipe. I don't even know who that is. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Voice Next Door. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
We are back for some more bullshit. This is why I don't like talking about celebrities on this show, because I don't want to alienate a whole fan base.
Well, the thing, okay, we can look at it this way. You'll attract the Barbs, and then I'm going to attract Barty Gang and everyone else because I'm an equal opportunist podcaster.
Well, they better find a clip on YouTube because I'm not posting it. You better post. I won't be posting it. Y'all gonna have to find out the thoughts on the podcast. I don't want that kind of smoke.
Yeah, they gonna.
Oh my God, Bart! And you know why Barty Gang is so relentless? It's because they're all ex-Barbs. They have all the secrets already. They know how to run an operation. They took their skills from Nicki and took it to Cardi B. Just how like Facebook bought all them Twitter people that got fired and created Threads. Threads is the best thing since sliced bread. I'm sorry.
Snap. Hands down. They ate with that.
He ate that up.
They, like, literally, there is nothing left on the, like, they did that. Like,
even with the little tweaks and stuff that they got to do, I'm like, this is a perfectly functioning app right now.
It's smooth. It's pretty. It's simple. It's like,
it's clean.
Yes. It's like,
it's very similar to Twitter. So it's like, you're not learning how to do anything.
Yeah. It, they came through spill. It's like, hey, girls, don't ever remember me. Dead. Starving.
And they just launched yesterday, already 50 million users.
That's insane.
It's like they knew the cheat code, and now allegedly Elon is suing. Girl, you should have sued yourself for you made those dumb decisions over there.
Are you saying that what's the name is Threads is Barty Gang?
Threads is... Because let's be for real. Twitter is the blueprint. All the girls want to have a forum like Twitter. They do.
Always. It's very true.
But Twitter is, they suspend you. They take away your livelihood. And they never let you come back and get it. So fuck Twitter. Fuck Elon. Fuck Jack for selling it to Elon.
I forgot. Whoever sold it. I forgot you were beefing with Twitter. And I forgot that you were literally on a sprint.
That's why I'm rooting for Threads so hard. Take it down.
You are literally on a strike from Twitter. And you're like, literally, Threads has to work. It must work at all costs.
Did you try Spill? You did try Spill because you didn't tell me to make one.
Yeah, I think I liked it. So I equated it to, like, you know, like that one person at the fucking family barbecue that you kind of know, but you kind of don't know, but you're like, you're familiar enough. Like, Spill felt like that. Like, I kind of know you, girl, but it's something a little different. You got a new nose. Like, it was something, like, a little bit off. And so Threads came along. I got on there, and I was like, huh, here we go. Let's see. And the first swipe, I'm like, I'm here, bitch. Unpack my bags, and I got comfy.
That's part of the reason why I was up so late last night. I couldn't get off of it.
It's
I was
addictive. Meeting all
my friends
again,
because I ain't seen my Twitter friends in a long time. And, like, we have each other on Instagram, but you don't see nobody on Instagram.
Nah.
You see them on the timeline.
And my only issue right now is that I don't know if I want my Instagram friends to, like, really get a glimpse of, like, my Twitter mind, okay? Because it's just like, so, and now it only, like, not only do people see, like, all your Instagram friends are literally just, like, on your Twitter now. And that's, like, anybody's worst fear, because you could be used to be able to be, like, you find nigga on Instagram, you can go on your Twitter and talk shit or post them or whatever. Now you do that shit, your ass getting sniped. Like, you is out of there. Like, it's so mixy. Like, that's my only thing.
What I will say is I found that people who I thought were following me back on Instagram have revealed themselves to have unfollowed me. And so I am going to do some blocking this evening. Because once you unfollow me, I have to block you. Because one, if you didn't want to see my content, I'm going to make sure you don't see it. And 100%. Two, people who unfollow you like to circle back at some point and follow you again. No, bitch. Stay on that side of the moat, okay? Don't bring your ass back over here.
It always happens, too. That was another thing. Like, my Instagram followers is popping from my thread. Like, it's like everybody's like, oh, you, like, that little Instagram button at the top of that fucking thread profile? Chef's kiss. Like, that is the best thing. That's, like, the best thing ever.
Yeah, it takes you right to their profile. Which is
It's so easy. Now I don't even have to do that much snooping anymore. It just, like, it takes one step down, and all the niggas is on there, too. all the fucking niggas is on Thread. All of them.
Yeah, I like Thread. Spill, you gotta be quicker than that. You gotta be quicker than
almost
that.
Almost got us.
Nobody likes waiting in line. Nobody likes waiting in line. Like,
maybe that was the issue. Like, maybe that was low-key the thing. It was just kind of like, bitch, now we got
to
cut
that. And the UI was just ugly and clunky to me. Like, I don't like all that movement. It's very make fat. It simple.
Yeah. I see that. I wonder what literally, like, they saw their, like, activity rate drop to on the 6. Like, I know they had to, like, I know they shat so much barbecue out, they were literally going blind. Like, they had to be losing their shit. Like, can you imagine?
Because everybody was on Spill, like everybody liked it, but it was just like, this app is too much.
It's too much. And then the one made it worse is everybody go on their Instagram. Everybody checks their Instagram. And then you see a little notification talking about so and so just joined Threads. What the fuck are they talking about? You click that shit, you in there, you like.
Yeah.
Bitch, it's like you go through a magic tunnel, bitch. You in a vortex, some shit. Like, it's crazy. Well,
I hope they stick around.
Good luck, Charlie. I'm a little nervous about the porn and shit though, like, cause I posted like a kind of like a thirst trap, and I don't know how it ended up on the straight side of Threads, but I started getting quoted, and it was just like,
this just like one big world timeline. I don't like that. Twitter back in the day used to have that, like early Twitter, they used to have like a world timeline, so like everybody, even people you don't follow, every don't like tweet that. Was like. That was a dark time, but you thought it was so cool back then. But we're in a new age now. Nobody wants to deal with that. I just want to see the stuff from the people I follow.
That's too much. It's just like.
But Instagram has a beef, huh?
No, go ahead.
Instagram has a beef with like putting people in your feed who you want to see in your feed. They want to show you every fucking thing else.
It's messy, and then also I don't like that. It's like. I would rather, like, I don't see anybody really that I actually follow. I see a lot more of, like, new people that I should follow, I guess. Like, more suggestions than anything else. It's like, I'm like, where are the people I actually, like, click to follow? And also, like the reloading thing, like, I don't like that. Like, I don't like that, like, I have to scroll. Like, scrolling is weird. It's something off. I can't remember what it is right now. And I really want to get on there and test it and see if I know I'm going to get stuck. But it's just something that's off with that.
I really just want a media tab, and I kind of want a search tab, but I don't want nobody to be able to search my twills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
want to be able to
say what I want to say and leave it in the past.
I need a like, bitch, not drop it like a dirty diaper and keep it moving. Like, I want to see my likes. Like, I need to be able to see, like what am I liking people shit for? Like,
yeah, like, where is it going? Yeah, we need all of that.
Yeah, like, so I'm liking shit for my health, but I don't even want to like it no more. Like, who is that benefiting? Like sometimes you like something, like, well, I might want to go back to that. I can't even go back to it. I got to enjoy it in the moment. Because if you refresh your feed, it's over.
I don't think Twitter is going to go anywhere, specifically because of the content creators, the naked ones. Like, there, it's going to be, I don't think,
it's gonna
I don't
be
think
like Facebook.
Meta is open for that.
It's about to be new Facebook. Yeah. Like, the aunties and the uncles about to be on there while everybody about to go to Threads and make Threads the new, like,
and it's still gonna be like Twitter famous people, but it's just gonna be like, I feel like Twitter is gonna be like a dinosaur app very soon.
Wow.
I think people are just like tired of it.
Elon Musk literally just bought
it. It's so negative. They making too many changes. They suspend you for breathing.
Here we go. Personal vendetta. It'd be a lot, yeah. I don't know. Like only thing I'm worried about is like, dang, I really wish I could get like my bookmarks and shit over on Threads. So that way I don't have to keep going back or like I don't like that. And I also don't like the one profile thing, because I can't, like, we can't do one for the fucking podcast.
That's true.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out. What's his name, Osiri, bitch ass, fuck him. But yeah, cause I'm always getting flagged on Instagram for dumb shit, and y'all still ain't responded to my strongly worded email I sent y'all motherfucking ass about removing my post. I want my shit restored.
Email watch day 325.
Real quick, ketchup, fridge or pantry? Let's talk about it.
Fridge.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like it's supposed to be in the fridge. I feel like when it's in the cabinet, like, it's
soup,
just, first of all, not fresh.
Soup. tomato soup.
Yeah, and then it's like it's more likely to have that little pre-cum. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like pre-cum. Well, I do like a little pre-cum, but not on my ketchup.
Not ketchup pre-cum. And plus, like, when you got hot food, the cold ketchup is to balance it out, babe.
Yeah, hello. And that's the best. Like, dipping, like, a hot-ass McDonald's french fry in some cold ketchup, rock your world.
I mean, I don't really eat ketchup like that.
Yeah.
I got a jar in my, a bottle in my fridge that's probably been there.
It gotta be a special. It got like it like randomly, like sometimes I'll just be randomly like, when you know you go to eat some fast food, they like, you want some ketchup? You like, actually, yeah, I will have some ketchup. And then like, I'm like, yeah, I'll yeah. Like randomly.
Okay. I really wanted to talk about this today because I saw this on the Real Housewives of Love and Hip Hop. You know, they got their new season.
Oh, okay.
Basically, Spice and Carly Rae are in a thing because Carly Rae allegedly moved into a house right next door to Spice without telling Spice. Like, she just kind of like, even though Spice had told her that would be weird for you to do, Carly went on ahead and did it anyway. Sidebars, I was watching somebody's video and it was like, first of all, Carly, you are 72 years old. And to that I say, that is hilarious. I was in tears because... wow, how old is she? But anyway,
nobody,
do you think
knows.
It's weird to like move in to like, let's say, an apartment or a house next to your best friend, like on some weird shit though? Like, not on the like, y'all agreed to do this, but they kind of just
like honestly, okay, so being 100% honest, I would expect you to move somewhere and not tell me, and then just find out when I find out, because I feel like that's just your nature to just be like, I'll reveal.
Me? You talking about me specifically?
Yeah. I feel like you would be like, I'm about to handle all this shit, and then when I get there, I'll reveal it later. You're not like, you're not overly like telltale about like yourself. So it's just like, okay, like when I find out shit, I find out shit, and then I try to figure out the pieces in between, and I go from there. But it's like, I would expect you to do some shit like that. So I wouldn't think it would be weird, but it was just like, if I told you not to move out here and you did it anyway, and then you move next door to me, I'll be like, okay, what the fuck you on, killer? You the killer.
Yeah, it would be weird if, like, you knew you were moving next door to me, but, like, let's say I knew you were moving, but I didn't know where you were moving, but you knew you were moving right next door to me, and you didn't say nothing. That's kind of fucking weird.
That's scary.
Like, why would you do that? What's the point? Like, you could have just told, girl, if you want to have connecting backyards, let's talk about it. But don't try to move in on no sneaky shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? I think that's very strange. I don't want to live that close to my friends, no way, because I don't want y'all knowing what I'm doing. What if I'm not answering your text message? You're going to come knock on my door? Go home, bitch.
No, that is wild. Like, you say that is very strange. It's so fucking... that is very strange. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't mind, but it's just like, don't be fucking weird. Leave me alone. Act like you don't see me.
Don't be fucking weird. No, because honestly, that is like, you moving next door and, like, not telling me and then, like, just popping up, like, what the fuck, bitch?
Like, what, like, you don't think you owe me an explanation? Okay. Like, bitch.
Imagine you about to record the podcast, you all of a sudden you hear through your wall me talking. Like, what the fuck, bitch? What you doing over here? That's wild.
I don't even like, the idea, like... like, my sister has this idea that, like, if she could, we would just all live in one big old house together. I would never. I would lose my fucking mind. Are you serious to me? I don't want to be that close to y'all.
That's too much. That would give me, like, Stockholm Syndrome. Like, I would never want to live with my mom again. Like, I tell my mom that all the time. Literally every time I can tell her I would never want to live with her again, I'm like, I can never live with you again. And she's like, I know. You told me that the other day. I just want to make sure you know. Please understand, like, it would, like, my mental health would decline so drastically, like,
for the sake of our relationship, it's best we stay apart.
Yeah, 100%. Restraining order, bitch. 50 feet.
Speaking of cohabitating, Keke Palmer and her baby daddy, this is so ridiculous to me. I don't even know the full story. All I know is
he
met, allegedly, he is fine.
She picked him.
That's a good one.
That's a good slab of man.
That's a good piece of man.
And they look good together too. It's something about him. Like, his demeanor is so calm. And so for him to be,
but apparently he's a fucking jackass.
Clearly, I was like, why would he get online and say that? But also, it's just like, I can't imagine Keke Palmer being with a nigga that would like think that he could tell her what to do. Like, you know, with.
I was just more like, okay, so for those of you who don't know, Keke Palmer, Baby Diddy, reposted a video of her getting serenaded by Usher at his Las Vegas residency.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's the dress. You're a mom. Even though he clearly was actually speaking on the issue he had with her enjoying it so much. I don't think it was about the dress at all, because she is fully covered
in that video. Yes, she is fully covered. And then also, it's just also like, when I'm watching the video, Usher had his hand like all the way up by her fucking bra strap. I'm like, it's not like he was grabbing her fat ass or anything.
I didn't even see the full video.
Yeah, it was just like his hand, it was just like a normal position. I'm like, I can see he was like picking her up and like banging her.
But see, that's the thing. Usher does that to, he did that to Anita Baker. Like, he does it to everybody that comes to his show. But.
Oh, Keke.
And we can speak to
Anita Baker. Keke Palmer too good, but Anita Baker ain't.
we can speak to that part in a minute. I just want to say that, like, I just thought that was really wild for him to like tweet that. It's because, like, why do we need to be in your business? And then you know how Twitter is. Twitter gonna be Twitter. They gonna dig up all your old shit. Apparently, this nigga is pro black death. Allegedly, I'm joking. I'm alleging.
What? Not what I, he in the KKK.
he was talking about Alton Sterling and saying, well, you should have obeyed the officer. You're supposed to obey the rules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a man who got killed during a traffic stop or something like that.
Twitter will find your dirty draws from 15 years ago, bitch. They will dig it up.
I am willing to overlook that because maybe he was just uninformed and dumb. But this is very corny. I ain't gonna say too much because I like Keke Palmer. And I don't want to be talking about her son, Diddy. But it's
yeah, okay. And she might sign us to her label one day. And I don't want to. We don't talk about our boss.
Yeah.
Okay, we gonna be on Keke TV talking about something.
But that was okay. But so, how do you feel about what if you saw your man enjoying a lap dance a little too much?
Out of here! You are done. Honestly. It depends on the setting. Like, if I feel like we had a club, like a strip club or something, you get a dance from a nigga, I would probably enjoy watching my man get a dance from another nigga in a setting like that or whatever, or like a girl strip club by another bitch. I'll probably want to kiss on him while she doing that just to see how he react. But like, I feel like if we out and about and somebody just come on my man and they like on my man and like doing some weird shit, y'all, like, one of y'all getting snatched up. Whichever one I can get to first getting snatched up. Because, first of all, my nigga should automatically know if somebody getting too close. I'm about to rip whoever's face it is straight off. So, the fact that he not even thinking about that means he enjoying it. So, that means I got to slap him first. And then I got to rip the other bitch up for even trying to approach my nigga. So, it's just, like, shit like that. I don't like that. I'm very territorial. I don't play that shit. I got to give, at least let me give permission.
I mean, just from the little pieces that I seen, I feel like if I was her man, I would be like, so what the fuck was all that about? Like, I definitely would have had something to say about it because it was like, I mean, you was a little moist up here. Like,
you know how down corny a bit? You know how corny you gotta look? Like, you know, like his boy group chat was going, man, you let your bitch go get serenaded by Usher? Damn, bitch.
But see, that's another thing. It's like, it's Usher, like,
and I know hello. She was fangirling out. She had to be fangirling out because she like way older than me. So I just feel like so.
Now wait a minute, Keke Palmer is not even 30.
So she's way older, and so I just don't understand. So, you okay?
You okay, bitch? The delusion.
You're a fucking hater. So she was probably fangirling out because, like, when she was little, she was doing his thing and bumping and grinding everywhere. So she was probably reliving her schoolgirl fantasies. And here come her man hating. Niggas always want to hate on you when you happy. It's just like, let that bitch get her dance with Usher.
But at the same time, I can also see why it would still be a problem, even though it is Usher, because it is Usher and you are Keke Palmer. It's not like you would never have access to Usher. Y'all in the same industry.
And then allegedly he burned it too. So I kind of get that too. So everybody, that's going to add on to the joke. It's just never ending.
No shade. They, whatever preventative measures they got for herpes, I'm taking it when it comes to Usher. Okay.
I'm risking it
Usher,
all.
I'm letting you know now. Okay. Bring it on me. Bring it on me. And allegedly, you know, Usher burned one of the girls. So,
allegedly. Bitch, that is why. You said this whatever preventative measures. This is why this podcast will never be taken seriously.
I am not promoting unprotected, unsafe sex. This is a joke.
Raw is law.
This is a comedy podcast.
Raw is law.
Oh, somebody said that to me the other day. I was like, I didn't know people still said that.
Not bringing up, they bringing it on back. Putting on little bumper stickers.
Like, I thought when people said it, like, it was a joke.
No. They mean it. And then now it's like on Twitter, like everybody just like trying to get things. Well, that is one person I follow, and they always post that, and everybody, all the replies are like, "You are so fucking sick. What's fucking wrong with you?" And he just like taking it like, "Yeah, I said what I said." I'm just like, "This is wild." Like, Twitter has become a wild place. That's the only thing I'm afraid. Like, Threads has this like innocence to it, kind of still, where it's just kind of like it's like a new baby toy. Like you're not, everybody's not wilding yet. So I'm waiting for the rest of like the hood to meet the fucking like the people from Instagram. It's gonna go up. It's gonna be some shit.
I'm already trying to shake it up.
It's gonna be on Gotham. It's gonna be Gotham.
I can't wait to bring my scat agenda to the thread timeline.
Oh no. Not
I've already introduced a little feat, you know.
Not a little preview, what's to come.
Not my feet. I don't like posting my feet no more. But, yeah, I want all the feet pictures. We can't really see nothing, but y'all can DM me on Instagram. It's okay. Oh, speaking of Instagram, I got something to say to you hoes. I just want y'all to know that there is never going to be a point in time where you're just going to be allowed to be a nasty person on these platforms.
Oh.
They're going to get blocked. So, please, if you don't have nothing nice to say, scroll on, unsubscribe. We don't need you, bitch. Like, I don't. The energy is, like, ridiculous. What is your problem? You're a grown man. Please grow up.
And I don't feel like we've ever cultivated that type of, like, environment on our podcast where I don't feel like we downplay anybody or I don't feel like we talk shit about any of y'all. Like, if anything, I feel like we look at y'all like y'all are, like, family and, like, this is, like, our little cul-de-sac. Like, it's a little environment for us to feel safe and secure in. And so I just feel like if you're not listening to this with that open mind and with that love and with that care, then I honestly feel like you should not listen to this podcast like any second longer. You can literally stop it right now, because it's just like literally there's no point. Because you're just not the type of person that will understand like the love and care that both me and Blackberry put into this every fucking week. And we take so much time and we take so much care to try to make sure that we're at our best so we can give you, like, the best for y'all. And so it's just like, make sure y'all
start taking so being nasty to us, for what reason? If you being nasty to one of us, that's the same thing as being nasty to both of us. So I just don't understand. Like, if you have your opinion and it was already addressed, and if for you to keep bringing it up, what are you gaining from this, my love? Did you get the man? Did you get the job?
Nothing. You got a block, bitch. On every profile available. Block. That's what you got. And it was just, like, so dumb. Because, like, I'm not bothered by people's opinion about me at all online. Because I feel like everybody's going to have an opinion anyway. Everybody's going to have something to say and have their own shit.
Exactly.
But it's like, you take the energy out to be negative or nasty to somebody or something that you don't agree with. Why? When you go, like, give that energy to something that you actually enjoy. Like, you say you enjoy the podcast, and instead of saying something nice, you decide to say something nasty. Like, bitch, make up, like...
Over and over again.
Over, twice. Like, bitch, and I'll be clear. I'll tell y'all what it is. Mr. Clump, and this person who, like, he a reject from the PJs, said that I'm a bird brain. Because I guess he doesn't agree with how I present myself or how I say things. And the thing is, I really want to say this to anybody that think I'm dumb or think anything like that. Fuck you, because I really don't give a fuck. Like, at the end of the day, I'm more credentialed than anybody that got anything negative to say about me. Honestly, let's be real. And so it's just like, I would never downplay any of a thing about y'all. Anybody that has come to my inbox and has said anything nice about me or said anything nice about the podcast, I've upped y'all so much and I've showed y'all so much love. And it's like, I felt like we were like in a union and I feel like we're friends. And so I always want to be like that. I don't ever want to get to the point where I have to change like my inbox or change the comments or anything like that to like people who follow only, so I can block y'all immediately and then y'all just can't interact anymore. That's not fun. That's not what this is about. So just like come with love, come with care. If y'all don't like something we say, fuck it. Like shove it up your ass. Like who gives a fuck? There's a million things you're not gonna like. There's a million things. If you like one thing, that's good. Just like that one thing. That's fine. You don't have to. You're not gonna love everything.
I definitely agree with that. I actually enjoy, like, if I'm gonna get, like, if you're gonna say something nasty about me, just all I ask is you make it funny. Like, if you're just gonna be a mean person, at least make it funny. Yes! Because then I'll have a little more respect for you, other than the fact that you're a dumbass. You're not just being mean, you nasty. Actually have a little like humor in you.
Like, if you're gonna zing it, it's not even it. Like, if like zing it, right. Zing it. Don't fake zing it. And that's why I was just like, when a person said that, I was just kind of like, I don't understand what's going on right now. And they're like, and they're like, bitch, you're dumb. It's like, what? And just like, it really came out of nowhere. And I felt bad at the end of it, because that's the type of person I am. Like I never want anybody. And then like the person was like, you have lost a fan. And I'm just like, okay, bitch, you clearly are not that much of a fan, but you just got on here and called me dumb on the internet. So it's just kind of like...
And then the thing that was killing me is, like, he was just like, well, all I'm saying is you a bird. And I'm like, but you keep saying it. Like, oh, we hurt you the first time.
Yes. And then I was just watching the views or the tweet go up. I'm like, now, wait a minute. Like, 63 people saw you call me a bird? Bitch, what? That just made it worse. They got to delete that feature. I'm over it now. They got to go now. And it's just like the person.
But yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whatever.
I don't give a fuck about nothing. I don't give a fuck about, like, I keep comments on. Like, when I comment on, like, blogs and I say something that don't nobody agree with and they attacking me, oh, I get the paragraphs. I be like, oh, this is hilarious. You guys are so upset right now. I'm never going to respond back because I'm not going to argue with you in the comments of somebody else's page. But I'm not going to do that on my comments either. I'm going to let you talk your shit. I'm going to leave it up so everybody can see it because I don't give a fuck. But what you're not going to do is just exist
nasty.
In my space. And then on top of that, you gonna try to he DM'd me as well.
I figured it's I knew like, he would. I knew now, he was gonna
at,
DM
at
you.
At this point, it has gone past the fact of you critiquing the show. You still talking about my best friend. No, you're getting blocked. What are you talking about?
I don't understand that. And you know, like, okay, so you know, they be like, I would listen to Cocktails and Kiki be like, they always coming in my inbox telling me what you done did. And they be saying that you blocked me and blocked them or whatever. And then she be like, well, you probably did something to get blocked. And every time, now I see what they be talking about. Because literally, it's just like, why do we have, like, we shouldn't have to be blocking nobody from a fucking podcast Instagram. Like, what?
Right, because this should be a public forum. But also, do you know how many times I listen to podcasts and I'm like, I don't fucking agree with that. But I still like the show, so I'm gonna just have my opinion and let them have their dumbass opinion if that's how I feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even that's how we started the show with the whole Charlamagne shit. I like Charlamagne, but that was a dumb statement, I think, on his part. But we won't go back into that. But all I'm saying is, you know, I listen to stuff and disagree with people. Yeah. I watch The View all the time. You know, that's my shit. I like watching debate shit like that, so... But I'm never going to just be going on somebody's page and just being rude to them. Y'all have to get out of your phones. Go put your bare feet on some grass. Please, you need to be grounded.
It is so weird. Like, the act of going, like, literally seeing something, going online and being like, I'm not going to talk about something that I like. Instead, I'm going to talk about something that I hate. It's asinine to me. Like, that's why, like, sometimes I be dispelling people be like, I need to take a social media break. Literally, my social media is literally just me just talking about things that I really, really like or things that I really am annoyed by, and things, and like, it's just literally me being silly the whole time. I'm not like talking about anybody else. I'm literally talking about me like the whole time. It's literally like a journal. Like, you literally see me every time I have a fucking mental breakdown. It's on this fucking social media displayed in different ways. And it's just like, you took the time when you were having a fucking psychotic break on who you thought you were fucking listening to, because you clearly had me fucked up. But you literally took time to get online and say like that you disliked me. Why?
Yeah.
You didn't get any dick. You didn't get any dick from your nigga that was good enough that you could tweet about that. You didn't pick up a plate at barbecue or nothing that you felt like was good enough to talk about. You decided to talk about me. And it's just like, it's weird. You're so fucking weird.
Did you do anything for the 4th?
Oh my God. You want to hear a nightmare tale?
Yes.
So, okay. So, oh, my goodness.
You offered. I didn't even know the nightmare existed, bitch.
I know. You just recalled it to my memory. And so, I've been trying to, like, just get out and be more, like, I keep reading and seeing, and people keep telling me, and they're just, like, I keep seeing this thing where it's just, like, you cannot meet new people or get what you want or be in new environments if you're not out and about.
I've been seeing that, too. Fuck that. But yeah.
Yes. And so, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to just go out. And so one of my coworkers that I work with invited me out, right? And I, yes, Jesus Christ. And so, like, we don't work exactly together. She works in the apartment next to me. And so, like, we have pleasantries. We follow each other on social media. She's invited me out before, and I, like, said no. But this time, I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go. And so, she ended up inviting me to this pool party. First of all, the tickets were $15 at first. And then when I bought mine, it was $30. And I'm like, oh my, what the fuck?
Not a fag tax.
Bitch, literally. It was like, they were like, the pre-sale over, bitch, you arrived. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. And so I bought this ticket for $30. I'm like, okay, cool. It can't be that bad. It's supposed to be a pool party. In Chicago, when you go to a pool party, it's like, it's the pool. The pool is there. It's like a backdrop. You know, like when the housewives go out, like, and they go out by the pool, and it's like, it's just there. It's an accessory. Like, I've been to so many pool parties in Chicago that we did not touch the pool unless we had the beach. And so, like, I get ready for the party with that mindset, and I'm like, just in case, I'm gonna bring a change of clothes. I wear leather pants, like a shirt like this, and like some, and my Rick Owens. And I get to the pool party. I get to the party, whatever. Literally, it's in somebody's backyard. I'm texting this girl. I'm trying to find this girl. I don't know nobody at this party. She made it seem like these are all her people. I get there, and she, like, nowhere to be found. And I'm, like, texting her. I'm like, okay, I'm about to go, girl. Because my anxiety is already peaked at this point. Guy didn't walk in. I didn't got patted down 3 times. They asked me who I was. They wanted to make sure I wasn't. I'm just like, okay, now, look, this is too much for me. Grandpa, I want to go home. Let me go. And so I was already over it, like, by that point. And then she popped out. She's like, hey, whatever. And I'm just like, I am not okay, girl. Hey, so I brighten up, whatever. I smoked in the car, so I'm still feeling good. And so they like, let's go sit on the other side of the pool. So we go sit in the darkest part of the fucking pool where nobody's at, and it's just like, it's three of us, because she got her friend with her, and then she got her friend with her, and it was like a couple of girls over there. Well, everybody else on the other side. And I'm like, damn, I want to be on the other side. But I don't know none of these people, and they don't know me. And I'm like, that's weird and that's awkward. So I'm just like, I'm going to stay with them. Baby, I walked over to that dark side of the pool. All of a sudden, the biggest girls in the fucking party wanted to touch. They want to do cannonballs. And I have on leather pants. Oh, that's funny, bitch. I have on leather pants and Rick Owens. I'm like, thank God somebody told me to bring change of clothes. So I go back to the car. I'm like, let me smoke again, because clearly. And then I end up telling them, okay, so I walk back in, whatever, long story short. I walk back in and I tell them, like, oh, my friends are coming. I met some girls that I work with at another job I had. And I'm like, okay, I'll just hang out with her too. So I invited her to the party. She get there. She's super cool. She has like a snake on her neck. And like, you know, niggas don't like snakes and shit, so everybody asking if it's real. Then the snake move its head and they start running around. I'm like, you're cool, I like you. So I'm like, she's a good friend of me. So thank God she came. But before she came, the girl from my job and her friend kept asking me, like, is your friend still coming? And I'm like, okay, you asked me this once. I'm like, okay, I didn't say nothing the first time. And you know how my temper get when I get irritated. And I'm like, I don't know these girls that well. I'm like, I'm gonna ignore it. So the one girl asked me, then my coworker asked me, then the one girl asked me, and then they wait, and then I move somewhere else, and then they come and ask me again. I'm like, and then I told her friend, I'm like, why you keep asking me this? What's up? Like, what? Like, why you keep asking me the same question? And she like, we not on nothing weird. I'm like, oh no, you on something weird, bitch.
Why would you say that?
Yes, like, what made you say it that way? And then. My coworker walked back over and she like, I'm like, y'all keep asking me the same shit. Stop asking me that. Y'all don't want my friend, like, y'all don't want her to come? Like, what's the issue? And they were like, no, it's cool. And I'm like, y'all sketching me the fuck out. Like, I watched too many fucking true crime stories for this shit, bitch. And I'm like, okay, so my friend coming, I just stick with her. And then fucking, we get, okay, so, you know that moment in the, when you go out, we like, I should really go home.
Yes. And that we should really listen to ourselves because we be right.
And we never fucking listen. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, oh, I look cute. I got a fire put on. I want to stay out a little bit. So they decide, oh, we're going to go to the after party at this person's house. So we get there. We wait outside for 30 minutes. They like, no, we not going there no more. We're going to go to this club. Fuck, bro. What is y'all going to do? That's why I hate new girls. Like, I hate meeting new friends because y'all don't understand how my brain works. My brain be like, okay, I'm about to end this party. Y'all better wrap it or y'all better make a decision. And so, like, the people that I'm used to, they know how it be like, we gonna make a decision where we gonna go. We gonna figure out what's from there, and then we gonna go there, and then we gonna do that. And it's just like, they weird. Anyway, so they decide they gonna go to the bar. So I'm like, I can't go to the bar dressed in, like, swim trunks. Like, I had on, like, essential shorts and a fucking cut up shirt. I can't go to a bar like that. What the fuck? They gonna think I'm a fucking go-go dancer. And so I'm like, I gotta go home and change. By that point, my friend, she had something going on, so she wasn't able to go with me. So I'm at home getting ready, and then I heard that the place closed at 2. So I texted her, like, oh, I ain't gonna be able to go. I'm like, thank God it closes you anyway, whatever. And then she's like, no, it don't close till 4. I'm like, fuck, bro. And so I'm like, okay. By that point, it's like, I get there, it's like 2:18. Fuck. And then a girl, my coworker and her friend, all of a sudden her friend, the boy she's supposed to meet, ain't coming no more. So she's sad now, and she don't want to go in the bar no more. And so I didn't went home, showered, put on new clothes, came, like, got dressed in like record time, drove over there. And now the girl, like, it's not even 3 of us, it's just me and the girl. And so my coworker, and this is how I know I can't fuck with everybody, her friend is sad, ready to go home. Her friend drove. And instead of going with her friend was like, if y'all want to go back in, y'all can go back in. I'm like, it's up to y'all, honestly. Like, I can go. Like, you obviously going. I'm like, it's cool. And then my coworker like, we gonna go back in. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going back in. And so we went back in. The girl left me again in a party with people that she knew. And I'm like, I am so fucking irritated because it just like, it felt like you invited me there not to invite me out, but like just to be like, I invited somebody out. Look at, like, you know, like when you go to church and they be like, stand up, you a visitor. And then all the visitors stand up. That's what I felt like. I felt like she was like having me to come so like she could stand up and look special. And I was just like, this is weird. And then like her energy was off, asking me all them questions off. And it was just like, this taught me, I ain't going out with no more fucking coworkers. If I ain't sucking your dick in the bathroom, that's as far as we go. I ain't going out with you to no more bars.
I would never suggest it. I mean, I've done it. I've done it at a previous job, and I'm still friends with those two people to this day. But that was an accident. I would never normally do that on purpose. Like, it has come up in my job a couple of times. Like, do we all want to go out as a group? That hasn't come up in a while, thank the Lord. And I hope it never comes up again. But, like, no. Because I'm not going to be able to be myself if I end up outside with my coworkers. Because I have to see y'all at work tomorrow. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah, no. That's weird. And that'd be the only thing. Like, I wasn't afraid of... I'm never afraid to be myself. Because even at the pool party, we went to this pool party. They were playing... Listen, I'm in Vegas. They playing Chief Keef. They playing Duck. They playing Herb. They playing all of our shit that they would play like at our like parties that we go to. And I'm like, this lit. I'm dancing. And the girls that like my coworker and her friend, they just sitting there looking like fucking like Dumb and Dumber. I'm like, this is boring, bro. I want to go with the hood bitches. Like, I hate going out with pretty girls who think they pretty. I want to go out with the hood bitches who want to shake ass and pull their titties out and be drunk. Like, those my type of girls. Like
I think they still you need pretty. To find you some gay friends.
Huh?
You need to find you some gay friends.
I keep trying. But the thing, I ain't been trying. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all know I can't
lie. Exactly, bitch.
it don't be working out for me. And in the gay shit out here is kind of weird. So, you know, like, in Chicago, we got Boys Town, whatever. They have, like, a block. That's it.
Well, Boys Town is kind of like a block.
Boys Town is
The main part of Boys Town. Halsted is the block I'm talking about, but
literally Boys Town is like a whole universe. They got like a street on like not even Halsted, off Halsted.
Boys Town is really all of Lakeview, to be honest.
Literally, it's huge, and it's like they don't have like a gay culture out here, and so like unless you're going out like to like the sex shops or like cruising and shit like that, that's the only thing really going on with like gay life. And then, like, the clubs is, like, all, like, Hispanic clubs and shit like that. Like, I ain't seen no black clubs yet. And then I'm just like, that ain't for me. And so, it's just weird. And then, like, when I try to make friends out here, it's either, like, I try and it's, like, I get over it real fast because I don't want to deal. I can't deal with too many personalities. Like, I'm a big personality. I always say this on the podcast. Like, I'm a big personality by myself. Like, most of the Vegas gays are also big personalities, and it's just like I really like when I see another big personality. I'm always like, ooh, pretty thing, la, 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 la. And I like want to play with you and like see what you're about and like tinker with you. A lot of these other big gay personalities, they be like,
big gay personality,
big gay personality.
That's the name of the episode.
That is so stupid. Like, they see that and they want to compete. Like, I don't care if you know like an 8 count off the top of your head. Like, I don't care to know that. I don't want to compare facts. I don't want to compare like what nigga you talking to what nigga I'm talking to. And then and that's what a lot of them be on out here. There's been a couple times out here that's already happened. I'm like, now wait, hold on. If you think I'm about to give up some dick that I'm sucking to help you suck the dick more than me, you got me fucked up. Bitch, I don't know shit. Like, they got the wrong one. I'm a soldier, bitch. I cry for mine. Like, it'd be shit like that. It'd be like, no, it'd be weird. And so I don't like that. And so I stay away. Like the best thing God gave me was you. Cause you are like the perfect gay best friend. Like, you're out the way. You're kind of nice. Like, you're super smart, like you give good advice when needed, and you listen, and then like you you're present, and so it's like, but it's like I don't have to like pet you all day. Ooh, I don't have to pet you all day. I don't even have to tell you you're pretty ever, and it's all okay. And then you know it, and so it just like it just works out for me because I don't all the time. I don't all my friends. I don't like attending to people. Like I attend to you and my friend Tara the most. Other than y'all two. Daisy, I really don't have to talk to Daisy really too much. I check in, I send her out, she good. And then we do our every other month check in, we good, we catch up, we goodbye. Y'all two, I talk to you and Tara the most though. Like, I don't wanna, like, I'm cool with that. Like, y'all are full personalities on y'all own.
I'm open to making new gay friends. I met some cool people at the club last weekend. They were nice.
But y'all got a gay life too.
That's true, but I don't be pressed for friends either, cause I don't, you know, I don't like to force nothing, cause you get the force and shit be wrong, you know. I don't want to meet no more duds. I don't, you know, I've had some duddy friends. I don't want no more of those. So, yeah, but shout out to all the big gay personalities.
Put your G's up.
I'm high as fuck, running off 4 hours of sleep. And so we are going to wrap up tonight's episode.
Can we give a behind the scenes thing real quick? I'm not about to talk about that. I'm going to talk about something else. We were supposed to record this morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
It did not work out. So, y'all, this is like, no. It was, we tried to. And I was really excited for it, too. But Yeah, I just wanted to say
that. Yeah, I'm kind of glad we didn't, though, because my brain was pretty empty early this morning. I had just woke up, you know.
Me too.
I was going to get my hair done. I didn't feel like...
Yeah.
It was just too much going on. And I was damn near late to my appointment, so I'm glad we didn't record. It was raining, traffic.
I'm glad you decided that, though, because if you would have pushed through, you probably would have been fucked. And then no telling how long. We would have probably rushed through it. But this is a good episode, so I'm happy.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Please email us askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Apparently some people would divorce their partner after 19 years. shout out to my friend Anthony. That is ridiculous.
Wow. We got hella shout outs to give. So people on Thread, I was like, I wonder if Thread got like a website yet. Probably not. And so
it's thread.net, I think. Threads.net.
Really?
They put it right up in your little profile.
Oh, really? And so, like, some people, hella people asked for shout-outs, and I should have wrote y'all names down, but I didn't. I know for sure it was, like, I don't even know. I'm too high now. But, damn, thank all y'all. Just shout-out to y'all. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for giving out false promises so people can listen to the podcast.
Damn. Okay, so everybody said I didn't give a shout-out this week. I'm going to write y'all names down. I'm going to give y'all a shout-out next week. I promise.
Please tune in next week for a new episode. Bye.
And a shout out.
A shout out?
Yeah.
To who?
Oh, I was going to give them the
shout out to Tina Turner. I would never sing your words wrong, Miss Mamas. Never, ever. Love you down. Bye, y'all.
Bye.